Book of Zechariah. Chapter 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, Yahweh has been angry with your fathers, very angry. Therefore, you say to them, So says Yahweh of hosts, Turn back to me, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will turn back to you, says Yahweh of hosts. Do not be as your fathers, to whom the former prophets have proclaimed to them, saying, So says Yahweh of hosts. Turn back now from your evil ways and your evil doings. But they did not hear or pay attention to me, says Yahweh. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? And they turned back and said, As Yahweh of hosts purposes to do to us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so he has done with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, it is the month Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh was to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, I saw at night, and, behold, a man riding on a red horse. And he stood among the myrtle trees in the ravine. And behind him were red, speckled, and white horses. Then I said, My master, what are these? And the messenger who was speaking with me said to me, I will show you what these are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are those whom Yahweh has sent to walk to and fro through the earth. And they answered, Aleph Tav, the messenger of Yahweh who stood among the myrtle trees, and said, We have walked to and fro through the earth, and, behold, all the earth sits still and is at peace. And the messenger of Yahweh answered and said, O Yahweh of hosts, until when will you not have pity on Jerusalem, and on the cities of Judah, against which you have cursed these 70 years? And Yahweh answered, Aleph Tav, the messenger who was talking with me with good words, words of comfort. So the messenger who was talking with me said to me, Cry out, saying, So says Yahweh of hosts. I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion, with a great jealousy. And with great anger I am angered at the haughty nations, in that I was but a little angry, and they gave help for evil. So Yahweh says this, I have returned to Jerusalem with compassions. My house shall be built in it, says Yahweh of hosts, and a line shall be stretched over Jerusalem. Cry out again, saying, So says Yahweh of hosts. My city shall again overflow with goodness, and Yahweh shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and, behold, 4 horns. And I said to the messenger who was talking with me, What are these? And he answered me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And Yahweh made me see 4 craft masons. And I said, What are these coming to do? And he spoke, saying, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man lifts up his head. But these have come to terrify them, to throw down the horns of the nations who lifted up their horn over the land of Judah, to scatter it. Chapter 2. I lifted up my eyes and saw, and, behold, a man, and a measuring line in his hand. And I said, Where are you going? And he said to me, To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its breadth and what is its length. And, behold, the angel who was talking with me went out, and another angel went out to meet him. And said to him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem will dwell like unwalled villages, for the multitude of men and livestock in her midst. And I will be to her a wall of fire all around, and I will be for glory in her midst, declares Yahweh. Woe! Woe! Flee then from the land of the north, says Yahweh. For I have scattered you as the 4 winds of the heavens, declares Yahweh. Woe, O Zion! Escape, you who live with the daughter of Babylon. For so says Yahweh of hosts. He has sent me after glory, to the nations who plundered you, for he who touches you touches the pupil of his eye. For, behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall be a prize for their servants. And you shall know that Yahweh has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For, lo, I come, and I will dwell among you, says Yahweh. And many nations shall be joined to Yahweh in that day, and they shall be my people. And I will dwell among you, and you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. and Yahweh shall possess Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and he shall again choose Jerusalem. Be silent all flesh before Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he made me see Yahoshua the high priest standing before the messenger of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh rebuke you, Satan. And Yahweh who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked out of the fire? And Yahoshua was clothed with filthy garments, and he stood before the messenger of Yahweh. And he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And he said to him, Behold, I have caused your iniquity to pass from you, and I will clothe you with ceremonial robes. And I said, Let them set a clean turban on his head. And they set a clean turban on his head and clothed him with clothing. And the messenger of Yahweh stood by. And the messenger of Yahweh repeated again, saying to Yahoshua, So says Yahweh of hosts. If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my charge, then you shall also judge my house, and shall also keep my courts, and I will give you access to walk among these who stand by. Hear now, O Yahoshua the high priest, you and your associates who are sitting before you, for they are men of symbol. For, behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone which I have given before Yahoshua, on the one stone are seven eyes. I will engrave its engraving, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, you shall invite each man to his neighbor to sit under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel who was speaking with me returned and awakened me, as a man is awakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, What do you see? And I said, I see, and behold, a menorah, all of it gold, and a bowl on its top, and its seven lamps on it, and seven spouts each to the seven lamps on its top. And two olive trees are beside it, one on the right of the bowl, and one on its left. And I answered and spoke to the angel who was talking with me, saying, What are these, my master? And the angel who was speaking with me answered and said to me, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my master. Then he answered and spoke to me, saying, This is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts, Grace! Grace to it! And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it. And you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet stone in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of Yahweh, they roam around to and fro throughout all the earth. And I answered and said to him, What are these two olive trees on the right of the menorah, and on its left? And I answered a second time and said to him, What are the two clusters of olive trees beside the two golden pipes, emptying the golden oil from themselves? And he spoke to me, saying, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my master. And he said, These are the two sons of fresh oil who stand by the master of the whole earth. Chapter 5. And I again lifted up my eyes and looked, and, behold, a flying scroll. And he said to me, What do you see? And I answered, I see a flying scroll, its length is 20 cubits, and its width 10 cubits. And he said to me, This is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. For from now on, everyone who steals shall be cut off according to it, and everyone who swears from now on, shall be cut off according to it. And I will bring it forth, says Yahweh of hosts. And it shall go into the house of the thief, and into the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. And it shall remain within his house and shall finish it, and its timber, and its stones. Then the angel who was speaking with me went out, and said to me, Now lift up your eyes and see what this is, that goes forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is the ephah that goes forth. And he said, This is their form in all the earth. And, behold, a lead cover was lifted up, and a woman was sitting in the middle of the ephah. And he said, This is wickedness. and he threw her into the midst of the ephah, and he threw the lead stone over its opening. And I lifted up my eyes and looked. And, behold, two women came out. And the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of the stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heavens. And I said to the angel who was speaking with me, Where are they going with the ephah? And he said to me, To build a house for it in the land of Shinar, and it shall be erected and set there on its own base. Chapter 6. And again my eyes lifted up and looked, and, behold, four chariots were coming from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of copper. With the first chariot were red horses, and with the second chariot black horses. And with the third chariot white horses, and with the fourth dappled and strong-colored horses. And I answered and said to the angel who was talking with me, What are these, my master? And the angel answered and said to me, These are the four spirits of heaven who go forth from standing before the master of all the earth. The black horses in it go into the north country, and the white go after them, and the dappled ones go toward the south country. And the strong-colored ones went forth and sought to go, to walk to and fro in the earth. And he said, Go! Walk to and fro in the earth. So they walked to and fro in the earth. And he cried out to me, and spoke to me, saying, Behold, these who go toward the north country have caused my spirit to rest in the north country. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Take from the exiles, from Heldai, from Tobijah, and from Jediah, and in that day you go and enter into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah who have come from Babylon. And take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set on the head of Yahoshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And speak to him, saying, So says Yahweh of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch. And he shall spring up out of his place, and he shall build the sanctuary of Yahweh. Even he shall build the sanctuary of Yahweh, and he shall bear the majesty, and shall sit and rule on his throne. And he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between the two of them. And the crown shall be for a memorial in the sanctuary of Yahweh, to Helem, and to Tobijah, and to Jediah, and to Hen, the son of Zephaniah. And the distant ones shall come and build in the sanctuary of Yahweh. And you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall be, if diligently, you will listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. Chapter 7. And in the fourth year of King Darius, the word of Yahweh was to Zechariah, in the fourth day of the ninth month, in Kislev. And Sharezer and Regem-Melech, and his men, had sent to Bethel to seek the favor of the face of Yahweh. To speak to the priests who belonged to the house of Yahweh of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Should I weep in the fifth month, consecrating myself as I have done these many years? The word of Yahweh of hosts was to me, saying, Speak to all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months, even those 70 years, did you truly fast to me, even to me? And when you ate, and when you drank, was it not for those eating, and for those drinking? Are not these the words which Yahweh proclaimed by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited, and prosperous with her cities all around her, and the Negev and the Shephelah were inhabited? And the word of Yahweh was to Zechariah, saying, So says Yahweh of hosts, saying, Judge true judgment, and practice kindness and pity, each man with his brother. And do not oppress the widow, or the fatherless, the stranger, or the poor. And do not devise evil in your heart, of a man against his brother. But they refused to listen, and gave a stubborn shoulder, and they made their ears heavy from hearing. And they made their heart adamant from hearing the Torah and the words which Yahweh of hosts has sent by the former prophets through his Spirit. And great wrath was from Yahweh of hosts. And it will be, just as he called, and they did not listen, so they called, and I did not listen, says Yahweh of hosts. And I stormed them away on all the nations whom they did not know. So the land is desolated behind them, from passing and from returning, for they made the land of desire a waste. Chapter 8. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, So says Yahweh of hosts. I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great wrath. So says Yahweh, I have returned to Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of Yahweh of hosts, the holy mountain. So says Yahweh of hosts, again, there shall be old men and old women sitting in the streets of Jerusalem, and each man with his staff in his hand because of their many days. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. So says Yahweh of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in those days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes? Says Yahweh of hosts. So says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the rising sun and from the land of the setting sun. And I will bring them, and they shall live in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be for a people to me, and I will be their Elohim, in truth and in righteousness. So says Yahweh of hosts, let your hands be made strong, you who hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, that in the day the house of Yahweh of hosts is founded, the sanctuary is to be rebuilt. For before those days there was no payment for man, nor was there payment for animal, and there was no peace to him from the adversary who went out or came in. For I sent every man, a man against his neighbor. But now I will not be to the remnant of this people as in former days, says Yahweh of hosts. For there shall be peace for the seed, the vine shall give its fruit, and the ground shall give its produce, and the heavens shall give their dew. And I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these. And it shall be, as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be made strong. For so says Yahweh of hosts, as I purposed to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says Yahweh of hosts, and I did not turn back from it. So again I have purposed in these days to do good to Jerusalem, and the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things that you shall do. Let each man speak the truth with his neighbor. Judge with truth and justice for peace in your gates. And let each devise no evil in your heart against his neighbor, and do not love a false oath. For all these I hate, says Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh of hosts was to me, saying, so says Yahweh of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall become for joy and gladness and cheerful feasts to the house of Judah. Therefore, love truth and peace. So says Yahweh of hosts, again there shall come peoples, and residents of many cities. And those living in one shall go to another, saying, let us go at once to seek the favor of the face of Yahweh, and to seek Yahweh of hosts, I will go also. And many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem, and to seek the favor of the face of Yahweh. So says Yahweh of hosts, in those days 10 men out of all languages of the nations shall take hold, and will seize the wing of the garment of a man, a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. Chapter 9. The burden of the word of Yahweh against the land of Hadrach, and its resting place, Damascus, when the eye of man, and all the tribes of Israel shall be toward Yahweh. And Hamath also borders on it, Tyre and Sidon, though they are very wise. And Tyre shall build a fortress for herself, and shall pile up silver like the dust, and gold like the mud of the streets. Behold! Yahweh will expel her, and he will strike her wealth in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Ashkelon shall see and fear, Gaza also shall writhe in great pain, and Ekron shall be ashamed for her hope. And the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. And a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. And I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth. But the remnant, even he, shall be for our Elohim. And he shall be as a governor in Judah, and Ekron, like a Jebusite. And I will camp around my house from an army, from one passing by, and from one returning. And an oppressor shall not pass through them again. For now I have seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king comes to you. He is righteous and being victorious, humble, and riding on a donkey, even on a colt, the son of a donkey. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. And his dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Also you, by the blood of your covenant I have freed your prisoners from the pit, no water is in it. Turn to the stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Even today I declare I will return double to you. For I have bent Judah for me as a bow, I filled it with Ephraim. And I will stir up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Yavin, and make you as the sword of a mighty man. Then Yahweh will appear over them, and his arrow shall go out as lightning. And Adonai Yahweh shall blow the ram's horn and shall go forth with the windstorms of the south. Yahweh of hosts shall defend them. And they shall devour and trample the sling stones. And they shall drink and be boisterous, as with wine. And they shall be full like a bowl, like the corners of the altar. And Yahweh their Elohim shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they are as stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign over his land. For how great is its goodness, and how great its beauty! Grain shall make the young men flourish, and new wine the virgins. Chapter 10. Ask rain from Yahweh in the time of the latter rain. Yahweh shall make thunder bolts. And he gives them showers of rain, grass to each man in the field. For the family idols speak iniquity, and the divining ones have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. On account of this, they wandered like a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the he-goats. For Yahweh of hosts has visited his flock, the house of Judah, and made them as his splendid horse in battle. From him came the cornerstone, from him the nail, from him came the battle bow, and from him every ruler together. And they shall be like mighty ones who trample the mud of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight because Yahweh is with them, and they shall make the riders of horses ashamed. And I will make stronger the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. And I will return to save them, for I have pity on them. And they shall be as though I had not cast them off, for I am Yahweh their Elohim, and I will answer them. And Ephraim shall be like a mighty one, and their heart shall be glad as by wine. And their sons shall see and be glad, their heart shall rejoice in Yahweh. I will whistle for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them. And they shall be many as they were many. And I will sow them among the peoples, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their sons and return. And I will return to save them out of the land of Egypt and gather them out of Assyria. And I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, for room shall not be found for them. And he shall pass through the sea of distress and strike the waves in the sea, and all the depths of the Nile shall dry up. And the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall go away. And I will make them strong in Yahweh, and they shall walk in his name, says Yahweh. Chapter 11. Open your doors, O Lebanon, so that the fire may devour your cedars. Howl, fir tree, for the cedar has fallen, because the majestic trees have been destroyed. Howl, O oaks of Bashan, for the inaccessible forest has come down. A voice of the wailing of the shepherds is heard, for their splendor is destroyed. A voice of the roaring of young lions is heard, for the pride of Jordan is destroyed. For so says Yahweh my Elohim, feed the flock of the slaughter. Those who buy them kill them and are not held guilty. And those who sell them say, blessed be Yahweh, for I am rich. And their shepherds do not have pity upon them. For I will never again pity those living in the land, says Yahweh. But, behold, I will make the men fall, each one into his neighbor's hand, and into his king's hand. And they shall destroy the land, and I will not deliver out of their hand. And I fed the flock of slaughter, the truly poor of the flock. And I took two staffs for myself, the one I called grace, and the other I called union. And I fed the flock. I also cut off three shepherds in 1 month. And my soul was impatient with them, and their soul also detested me. Then I said, I will not feed you, that which dies, let it die. And that which is to be cut off, let it be cut off. And let the ones remaining, each woman, eat the flesh of her neighbor. And I took my staff grace and broke it apart, to break my covenant which I had cut with all the peoples. And it was broken in that day, and so the poor of the flock who were watching me knew that it was the word of Yahweh. And I said to them, if it is good in your eyes, give my price, and if not, let it go. And they weighed my price, 30 pieces of silver. And Yahweh said to me, throw it to the potter, the splendid price at which I was valued by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw it to the potter in the house of Yahweh. Then I broke apart my second staff union, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And Yahweh said to me, Again take to yourself the tools of a foolish shepherd. For, lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land. He shall not visit those who are cut off, nor will he seek the young, nor will he heal that which is broken, nor will he sustain that which stands. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear off their hoofs. Woe to the worthless shepherd who abandons the flock! The sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall be completely withered, and his right eye shall be totally darkened. Chapter 12. The burden of the word of Yahweh for Israel, says Yahweh. Who stretches forth the heavens, and lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man in his midst. Behold! I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the peoples all around, and it shall also be against Judah in the siege against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples, all who lift it shall be cut in pieces. And all the nations of the earth will be gathered against it. In that day I will strike every horse with panic and his rider with madness, says Yahweh. And I will open my eyes on the house of Judah, and I will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. And the leaders of Judah, those living in Jerusalem, shall say in their heart, In Yahweh of hosts shall be my strength, their Elohim. In that day I will make the leaders of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire among cut grain. And they shall devour all the peoples all around, on the right hand and on the left hand. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her place, in Jerusalem. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of those living in Jerusalem may not be magnified above Judah. In that day Yahweh shall protect around those living in Jerusalem. And it will be, he who is feeble among them in that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like Elohim, like the messenger of Yahweh before them. And it shall be in that day, I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour on the house of David, and on those living in Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of prayers. And they shall look on me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him, as one mourns for an only son, and they shall be bitter over him, like the bitterness over the firstborn. In that day the mourning in Jerusalem shall be great, like the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn, each family apart. The family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart. The family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart. The family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart. The family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families who remain, each family apart, and their wives apart. Chapter 13. In that day a fountain shall be opened to the house of David and to those living in Jerusalem, for sin and for impurity. And it shall be in that day, I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall be remembered no more, says Yahweh of hosts. And I also will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. And it shall be when any shall prophesy again, his father and his mother who gave him birth shall say to him then, You shall not live, for you speak lies in the name of Yahweh. And his father and his mother who gave him birth shall pierce him when he prophesies. And it shall be in that day, the prophets shall be ashamed, each one of his vision when he prophesies, and they shall not wear a hairy garment to deceive. But he shall say, I am not a prophet, I am a man, a tiller of the ground, for a man caused me to buy from my youth. And one shall say to him, What are these wounds between your hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was struck in the house of those who love me. O sword, awake against my shepherd, and against the mighty warrior who is my associate, says Yahweh of hosts. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. And I will turn my hand on the little ones. And it shall be in all the land, says Yahweh, two parts in it shall be cut off and perish, but the third shall be left in it. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined. And I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, It is my people, and they shall say, Yahweh is my Elohim. Chapter 14. Behold, the day of Yahweh comes, and your spoil shall be divided among you. for I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. And the city shall be captured, and the houses plundered, and the women raped. And half the city shall go into exile, and the rest of the people shall not be cut off from the city. And Yahweh shall go out and fight against those nations, like the day he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day on the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall divide from its middle, from the east even to the west, a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And you shall flee to the valley of my mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach to Azael. And you shall flee as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And Yahweh my Elohim shall come, and all the saints with you. And it will be in that day, there shall not be light, the glorious ones will shrink. And it will be one day which shall be known to Yahweh. Not day and not night, but it will be, there will be light at evening time. And it shall be in that day, living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them shall go toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea. In summer and in winter it shall be. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day Yahweh shall be united, and his name united. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon south of Jerusalem. And it shall rise and dwell in its place, from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's winepresses. And they shall live in it. And there shall not again be a shutting in, but Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this shall be the plague with which Yahweh will strike all the peoples who have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall rot while they stand on their feet, and their eyes will rest in their sockets, and their tongues shall rot in their mouths. And it shall be in that day, a great panic of Yahweh shall be among them. And they shall each one lay hold of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem. And the wealth of the surrounding nations shall be gathered, gold, and silver, and clothing, very much. And so shall be the plague of the horse, the mule, the camel, and the donkey, and all the beasts which shall be in those camps, like this plague. And it shall be, everyone who is left from all the nations which came up against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the feast of the Sukkot. And it shall be, whoever will not go up from the families of the earth to Jerusalem to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, there shall even be no rain on them. And if the family of Egypt does not go up, nor come in, then the rain shall not be on them, but the plague with which Yahweh shall strike the nations who do not come up to keep the feast of the Sukkot. This shall be Egypt's offense, and the offense of all nations who do not come up to keep the feast of Sukkot. In that day there shall be on the bells of the horses, holy to Yahweh. And the pots in the house of Yahweh shall be like the bowls before the altar. And every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holy to Yahweh of hosts. And all those who sacrifice shall come and take of them, and boil in them. And in that day there shall not be a traitor in the house of Yahweh of hosts any more.